Chairs No Waiting, episode number 414, Floyd and Calvin Coolidge. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by Weavers and check things out. They got all kinds of cool things there, from Mayberry Deputy Patch all the way down to Goober beanies and badges. Head over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Executive producer of episode number 414 is Rebecca Spears. Rebecca Spears, one of our patrons at Patreon. Thank you very much, Rebecca, and thank you for being here and part of the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast. I'm your host for Two Chairs, Alan Newsom. And it's great to have you here in Mayberry with me. It's always fun to be here and enjoying ourselves and just, I don't know, just all the different things that are involved. So this episode is going to be called Floyd and Calvin Coolidge. Now, before we start this, just as a heads up for those of you who are interested, there's going to be the Mayberry Meetup 2017 in Mount Airy, North Carolina has been scheduled. Okay, it's been scheduled. It's going to be the weekend of the 21st of July. So give a call to the Mayberry Motor Inn in Mount Airy, North Carolina. If you need their website or something, it's MayberryMotorInn.com. And you can give them a call, make reservations, and we will be at that. If you don't know what that is, we'll be talking about it in future weeks. But it's a great time of just fun and fellowship. And it's really all of us that are a part of the podcast and a part of the online Mayberry community. We try to get together and just have a relaxing, fun weekend in Mount Airy. We're also looking at the possibility of in April, or early May, but more likely April, the end of April, having a Mayberry meetup up in Nashville area in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. There's no details on that yet, but if you're interested, send me an email at floyd@imayberry.com. And I'll do my best to make sure you know about it. We'll be posting information about it on our Two Chairs No Waiting Facebook page. That's a great way to communicate with you guys there if you're on Facebook. But I'll be glad to email you as well if you'd like to be in Nashville. All right. That's all the commercials. Now let's head into this episode. This is about Floyd and Calvin Coolidge. All right. So let's just start off because it's President's Day here in the United States. And as President's Day, I've got a lot of quotes, and for presidents, the only one I could really think of was Calvin Coolidge. If you're actually watching the video podcast, I actually have on my, I have to get away from the mic here. I do not choose to run Calvin Coolidge t-shirt. It just says words. I do not choose to run, but it was something that Floyd talked about. So let's head over there and hear about it. Now, of course, the weather's been really hot, too. So, Floyd, what do you think's going on around there?
Howdy, Floyd.
92.
It feels it.
I just looked at the thermometer over the door. You know what it is?
92?
92. It's like an oven inside. Hot? Oh, is hot.
Mm. Well, as Mark Twain said, everybody complains about the weather, but nobody does anything about it.
He say that?
Mm-hmm.
I thought Calvin Coolidge said that.
No, Floyd. Calvin Coolidge didn't say that.
What'd Calvin Coolidge say?
I don't know.
Sure, Mark Twain didn't get that in Calvin Coolidge?
No, Floyd. Mark Twain lived before Calvin Coolidge.
Oh, he couldn't have gotten from no. But it's hot.
I love that. So right after that, he got this second one.
You want to know the truth, Floyd? I can't stand him.
You can?
No. He's always telling them stale jokes. Talks all the time. He just gets on my nerves.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. He's a pushy sort of a fella, isn't he?
Yeah.
Very pushy.
Well, it's too hot to get worked up about him.
Right. It's too hot.
Yeah.
92.
Mm, 92.
Everybody complains about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. You know who said that? Calvin Coolidge.
Oh, I love that. And then I have one more. I have one. One more here about Calvin Coolidge from Floyd. So here's Floyd.
Push your mile, too.
Well, you know what Teddy Roosevelt said, speak softly and carry a big stick.
Oh, I thought Calvin Coolidge said that.
No, Floyd, Calvin Coolidge didn't say everything.
Oh, I know what Calvin Coolidge said. I do not choose to run.
Well, yeah, he said that.
I knew he had to say something or you never got to be president. Now, you're sure Teddy Roosevelt said that, but speak softly and carry a big stick.
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah. Well, he had the right idea, too. You know, come in handy in a gang fight. You swing it around. The fella's bound to hit something.
Well, boy.
Yeah, I'd give him one, all right. Knotty pine, too. And hard as a rock.
Oh, so there's Floyd. I do not choose to run. I do not choose to run. Oh, man. So Floyd there, he was definitely all over the ability to tell everybody about Calvin Coolidge and what Calvin Coolidge said and what he didn't say and everything else. So, I hate that we can't just watch that whole episode, that whole video, but I wanted us to talk a little bit about Floyd. Okay, so we have some Mayberry facts about Floyd, and then we're going to give you some quotes also from Calvin Coolidge, of course. So I do not choose to run is just one of his quotes, but let's head over and see some stuff about Floyd. So this is just the facts from Floyd, okay, about Floyd. There's only, I think, four questions that were asked on the Mayberry.info website. So if you go there to the Mayberry.info site, you would see these, the Mayberry facts section. So let's go and check these out. So his first question says, when did Floyd the Barber pass away? He's such a great character. What else can you tell me about the actor who played him? Okay. Howard McNair, who played Floyd the Barber, except on the very first episode, Stranger in Town, episode 10, except that episode. He passed away on January the 3rd, 1969, and you can read more about Howard McNair in an in-depth profile that was done on him on Volume 7, Issue 3 of The Bullet. You'll also find a good bit of discussion about Howard McNair in Richard Kelly's book, The Andy Griffith Show. And there's a nice biography sketch, biographical sketch, of him in the definitive Andy Griffith Show reference that you can get over at Weaver's Department Store. It's a good story there. He's beloved by all who knew him. That's the write-up we have. What was the name of Floyd's son is the next question. Norman was one of Floyd's sons, but he had two. Okay, that's the theory. He had two. Some of the Andy Griffith Show books, and several of you folks, by the way, probably would say Norman plays the saxophone, but there's no evidence in the series to support that claim. Yes, yes. Floyd has a son who plays the saxophone, seen in episode 15, Those Gossiping Men. And yes, Floyd has a son named Norman who plays baseball, and he is mentioned in episode 49, The Jinx. But the son seen playing a saxophone is Randall. Listen closely, and you'll hear Floyd call his son Randall, or maybe Wendell. Could be Wendell. Right after Mr. Finch says, those three tunes were very nice. Floyd says to his sons, hear that, Randall? That means a lot coming from a man like Mr. Finch. Now, that's from our friend Paul Mulick, who came up with that answer. So go and check that out on episode 49, The Jinx, and see what you think. Does he call him Randall or Wendell, possibly? It's definitely not Norman, but we do know Norman played baseball, and we knew that happened on The Jinx. We knew his name was Norman, but on Those Gossiping Men, which is the one where he would have been calling him Randall. Okay, so check that out. That's episode 15. I'm sorry. Don't get you guys confused, but go check out both of them because they're both awesome, both episodes. Has anyone ever noticed that Floyd's glasses seem to not have glass in them? Have you ever noticed that? When you see them, there's no reflection off the glass. Have you ever noticed that? Probably what happened was the stage lights were reflecting off the lenses and ruining the camera shots. So the costume department made him a special pair of glasses without lenses. In some episodes, you can actually see the frames, especially in the later episodes. You can actually see lenses in them in the later episodes. But in some of the early ones, it looks like they may not have had lenses. Reflections are a common problem when filming outdoors or filming just like this podcast. If you watch the podcast, you can see, because I wear glasses, if you watch the video versions, you can see reflections of the lights that are around me in my lenses. I have to try to be careful not to set my lights up in a way that they will get in my glasses. So it's a very common problem. And if you watch the Andy Griffith Show episodes and look at the squad cars, the paint seems to be dull. It often looks like they've actually, to me, it looks like they've rubbed wax onto the car and then didn't rub it back off, because it has swirl pattern in the black part of the paint. And more than likely, that was because the reflection from the paint was messing up the lighting. So anyway, check that out as you look. So that is a possibility that he didn't have lenses in his glasses. Now, I have seen people more recently, and this is not Floyd, no doubt, but they actually make glasses now that have an anti-reflecting coating on them, so they don't reflect light. And those, if you see people wearing those, it looks like they don't have lenses in their glasses, and it's kind of disconcerting. So I've never gotten any of those, but I don't think they had that technology in Floyd's day. All right, so our last question is, what is our last question? On one episode, in the background, we see what looks like the barber outside the barbershop with a customer, but it isn't Floyd. That's the question. Who is it? Since Howard McNair wasn't able to walk in later episodes or even stand normally after he'd had his stroke, they often used a stand-in for him in long camera shots, which is, like when people were outside and kind of looked in through the barbershop window, or in scenes where Floyd was required to drive a car, perhaps you would see his double. On most shows, it's standard procedure for the main cast members to have doubles. That way, when they need to shoot a scene where the character's face is not seen, they can just bring in the double and the star can take a break. Check out page number 80 in the Mayberry Memories book, if you have those. It's by Ken Beck and Jim Clark. It's page number 80 in that book. It's in the big paper or the hardback version. You can see someone who looks awful lot like Barney Fife on the left side of a picture that was taken there. This is Paul Mulick saying this. I've often wondered if that was Don's double, who just happened to accidentally get caught on film at the same time as Don. The same photo can be seen on page 86 of the definitive Andy Griffith Show reference. Okay, so those you can check those books out if you have them. If you don't have the definitive Andy Griffith Show reference, you can get it at Weaver's. Anyway, it's a great book, great stuff. Now, this was before Paul had probably heard this, but that was not more than likely Don's, it could have been a stunt double, but it wasn't his stand-in, because that's different than the double. A stand-in was somebody who came in, and on a show like the Andy Griffith Show, where they film with three cameras, they could have the stand-in come out, and they were of similar height and skin color and everything, so that they could stand and the camera crew and lighting crew could adjust the lighting and camera so that when the star stood there, they would be lit correctly and the camera would be in focus correctly. So they would do that with a stand-in rather than the actual star having to stand there and just be bored and waiting, while they're adjusting the lights and everything. So the stand-in. So we know who Don's stand-in was. Don's stand-in, according to Bruce Billison, was Nice Dress Nellie. Remember that? That's who the lady was. So she was a stand-in, or used as a stand-in for Don sometimes. And also for, I believe, Lucille Ball. She may have done that too, if I remember right. And I may be getting all that wrong, but she was a stand-in. Anyway, so thank you to Paul. That was some of our quotes, or not quotes, but our information about Floyd the Barber, just the facts about Floyd the Barber. All right. So since Floyd is a huge fan of Calvin Coolidge, I went out and looked up some quotes by Calvin Coolidge. Okay. So here's some other quotes other than "I do not choose to run." And this one, he says, "Some people are suffering from a lack of work, some from a lack of water, but many more from lack of wisdom." Calvin Coolidge. Calvin Coolidge speaks softly but carry a big stick. Yeah, that was a good one. All right, so here's another one. This one's interesting. This is about worrying, or not. He says, "If you see 10 troubles coming down the road, you can be sure that 9 will run into the ditch before they reach you." Calvin Coolidge. There you go. Calvin Coolidge, he must have had a good quote book or something. He had a good book. So 9 of the 10 troubles, don't worry about them. They're never going to make it all the way to you. Let's see this next one. Oh, this one's interesting too. I don't know. I'm not trying to be political here today either. None of this stuff is political. So here's the next one. "No person was ever honored for what he received. Honor has been the reward for what he gave." Calvin Coolidge. Think about that for a second. No person was ever honored for what he received. Honor has been given, honor has been the reward for what he gave, not for what he received. Ooh, boy, is that not a good one? That is a good one. I'm going to have to write that one down. No person was ever honored for what he received. Honor has been the reward for what he gave. Ooh, I like that one. All right, so here's another one. These are good. Calvin Coolidge, no wonder Floyd liked him.
Hey, I like him too. Yeah, I'm going to have to like him. Yeah. So this is another quote. This is a long one. It says, "Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. The slogan 'press on' has solved and always will solve the problems of the human race." Wow. Calvin Coolidge. No wonder Floyd is a big fan. I am too now. So there are a lot of quotes from Calvin Coolidge out there. Here's the last one I will give you, but I think I understand. I may start doing a Calvin Coolidge quote of the week. There's another quote of the week from Calvin Coolidge. I have Floyd read them. All right. So here's the last one for this week. These are good. Calvin Coolidge, President's Day, we're celebrating. So here we go. Calvin Coolidge said this: "Don't expect to build up the weak by pulling down the strong." And I have heard that quote. I didn't know Calvin Coolidge said it. "Don't expect to build up the weak by pulling down the strong." Wow. Calvin Coolidge, ladies and gentlemen, Calvin Coolidge. Wow. We need, that is pretty amazing. A little clapping here. Yeah, Calvin Coolidge. Thank you, Calvin Coolidge. Yeah, there we go. Thank you, Calvin Coolidge. All right, folks, that is our week of Calvin Coolidge quotes. Man, I am really impressed with those. I don't know if you knew those. I did not. I'd never heard these. These are all new to me. So, all right. So that is our Floyd and Calvin Coolidge information for this week. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Don't go, because we're still going into the section of the show that we try to go into every week. And at least for this year, we have been able to do that. And we're going to be hearing from Randy Turner from the Gomer. Oh gosh, this is hard to say. The Gomer and Goober Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild. Woo, man,
a mouthful. Now, that is a website on Facebook, a Facebook page. So I definitely want to encourage you to go over there and get it, because you'll get a daily dose of these weekly history reports. He does them every day. So you get every day. He's having a hard time paring down the number of the things he's going to tell us in these weekly reports, because he's getting so much great stuff during the week. All right. So here we go. This is this week in Mayberry history from the Gomer and Goober. All right. So let's just let the guy with the, he's got a guy that can say this name for the music. So cue the music.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Goober and Gomer Pyle Comic Book Literary... the Gomer and Goober Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild for the Mayberry Historical Society. Alan, it is hard to say.
The episode of the Danny Thomas Show titled Danny Meets Andy Griffith aired 57 years ago this week, on February the 15th, 1960. That fall, the Andy Griffith Show premiered. I have often seen our favorite show mistakenly referred to as the first television spinoff, having spun off from the series Make Room for Daddy. It is not, though it is the first of a specific type. Let's clear up the matter. First, the series that Andy's show came from was originally titled Make Room for Daddy. The ABC show used that title for its first three seasons, until Gene Hagen, who played Danny's wife, left the show. By the way, Gene later appeared in Mayberry as Elizabeth Crowley, who got out of a speeding ticket through flattery and bribery. When Gene left Make Room for Daddy, Thomas and producer Sheldon Leonard decided to kill the character off, a first for a sitcom. The following season, the show's title was changed to The Danny Thomas Show, a title it retained when it moved to the CBS network the following year. The confusion comes from the fact that in reruns and later in syndication, all episodes are usually titled Make Room for Daddy. Danny Meets Andy Griffith is a type of pilot called a backdoor pilot. Backdoor pilots are those that are aired as a regular episode of an ongoing series. A backdoor pilot is advantageous, as first, it is cheaper. The network doesn't go to any additional expense to shoot the pilot, since they are already shooting episodes of the series. Second, even if the pilot isn't successful, no real harm is done, as it will still be aired as an episode of the original ongoing series anyway. But the Andy Griffith Show was not the first spinoff. That distinction belongs to the series Pete and Gladys. The character Pete, played by Harry Morgan, had been featured in the 1950s series December Bride for years before being spun off into his own series. Pete and Gladys debuted September the 18th, 1960, about 2 weeks before the Andy Griffith Show's debut on October the 3rd. But while Andy's show was not the first spinoff, it is the first of a specific type of spinoff. It is the first time a character was introduced in one episode for the sole purpose of spinning off a new show. While Pete had been an ongoing character in December Bride for years, the character Andy Taylor was not a regular character on the Danny Thomas Show. He appeared only one time for the sole purpose of launching a spinoff series, The Andy Griffith Show. That's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening, and remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
All right. So we want to thank Randy, and you can, if you're not on Facebook and you can't do that, you can go to turnersgrade@gmail.com and sign up to get the daily doses of Mayberry history. Thanks again to Randy for everything. He also let me know, as we were talking, he said, nice dress, Nellie. She was, it was a different woman that was Lucy's stand-in. But she was also an extra on Tags as well. So she was on the Andy Griffith Show as well. But it was a different lady. It wasn't Nice Dress Nellie. All right. So, folks, I hope you guys have enjoyed this. I know I always do. It's always fun to spend some time here in Mayberry with you. And, I'd love to hear back from you guys. I always enjoy hearing from you and knowing what it is that you think about the show. So give me a call at 888-684-8415. Or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Or you can just drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and let me know there. All right, folks. So I'd love to hear from you. I hope you're enjoying this. I hope you'll go out and look up a little bit about Calvin Coolidge and be thankful for all the presidents we've had. Those men have a horrible job. It's a lot of responsibility, all of them. All of them. So they have done amazing things throughout the years. If you think about it, this country has survived. And it's in part thanks to them and thanks to you. It's thanks to you as well. So, folks, have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you next time.